One of the themes in today's program has been how there are factors in healthcare which are beyond health itself. And that's what a new journalism project in Australia is trying to cover, using crowdsourced funding to do it. And here's one of the founders, Tim Senior, a GP and writer who works in the Aboriginal Medical Service in Campbelltown in southwest Sydney.
We've called it Wonky House, and essentially it comes from the patients that I see where I'll be doing the good doctor thing that we're all encouraged to do of advising stopping smoking and advising healthy diet and good lifestyle. And they'll look at me and they'll tell me their real life situation, that they can't actually afford the fresh fruit and vegetables in the local supermarket, that there's so much going on in their life that stopping smoking right now is really hard. And it made me look beyond individual factors and into the factors more broadly that prevent them from getting healthy, and track that back to policies. The policy around food pricing actually affects people's health. When you look in the newspapers, most health reporting is about the number of hospital beds or miracle breakthrough cures, but the patients I was seeing, that was pretty much not affecting them at all, and what was affecting their health was much more price of food in the shops, access to transport, cost of seeing specialists, and also I've increasingly been seeing patients affected by extremes of climate locally, so flooding when they don't have much control over their own house. And it made me think we need to start talking about this, and what better to start writing about the effects of policy, beyond health policy, on people's health. And it's quite widely recognised in the public health sphere, but it doesn't seem to be making it beyond that into mainstream health discussion.
So you're trying to fund this into a journalism project?
Yes, journalism is notoriously difficult at the moment.
This is to pay journalists to write on these topics?
That's right. So I encourage people who are interested in this to actually fund something that they value. The idea is that if people want to read this sort of thing, then they'll donate money towards it through the crowdfunding campaign. The plan is that it'll go on the Crokey website, which is run on the smell of an oily rag at the moment. The Crokey website is the health blog of the Crikey News website. They have a panel of medical and health professionals from across the country who contribute articles to them and contribute commentary and advice. That's run by Melissa Sweet, who's a well-regarded health journalist who's backing the pitch for Wonky Health as well, and it's also supported by the Public Interest Journalism Foundation.
So how will it work if you raise enough money?
So if we raise enough money, every fortnight there'll be a new article on the website published about the health effects of particular policy. We're also supporting people to put in their own suggestions for what they want covered. But each fortnight we'll look at something that's happening in policy and try and dig out the evidence for whether there'll be any potential effects on health, whether beneficial or adverse. Looking at all the worry about the budget around at the moment, and along with GP co-payments, but also impacts of fuel excise or impacts on pensions, there's a huge potential that policies outside the health arena will affect people's health. And so lots of material for writing every fortnight in Wonky Health.
And it will just be available online?
So it'll be available online on the Crokey website. So it'll be free to access, but supported by people paying through it through the Possible channel.
So how much are you trying to raise?
So we're trying to raise $8,800 in total. We're just about halfway there at the moment.
So no journalist is going to get rich on this?
No journalists are going to get rich on this, and I don't think I'm going to get rich either. But hopefully people will get richer on different health information, a different way of talking about health.
Tim, if people want to donate, where do they go?
So if people want to donate, they go to the Possible website. Possible is a crowdfunding website where all sorts of media and arts projects people seek funding for. If you Google Wonky Health, it'll take you there too.
Tim Senior, thanks for joining us on the Health Report. Good luck with it.
That's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Dr. Tim Senior is a general practitioner who works in the Aboriginal Medical Service in Campbelltown in southwest Sydney. I'm Norman Swan, and this has been the Health Report. I'll see you next week.